Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in had large businesses, but these businesses never stopped them from their Islamic duties, from their dini duties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has praised them in the Quran Majid by saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. The ayah continue. They are such people whom buying and selling does not stop them from the remembrance of Allah, from reading salah and from giving zakat. They are fearful of the day when all hearts and eyes will be overturned. But in their case, they will receive excellent rewards for their noble deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His special favor, will give them extra rewards. It is said that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were businessmen, but business never stopped them from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. When the adhan was called out, they would immediately leave their shops and go for salah. The next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He will double our contribution and our sadaqah. Allah ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعفه لكم ويغفر لكم والله شكور حليم عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم. If you forward to Allah a beautiful loan, He will double it for you and He will forgive you, because Allah is appreciative, tolerant, the knower of the unseen and the seen, the mighty, the wise. It is Allah Ta'ala's special favor and kindness for us that He has repeatedly mentioned those things which are important for us. We read these ayat many times, but only for the purpose of thawab and reward. This is a special separate favor of Allah Ta'ala that He gives us rewards for just reading the Qur'an Majid. However, we should remember that the Qur'an Majid is not only for reading, but we have to also follow all its commands throughout our lives. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeatedly ordering us to do something and we in reply say, yes, we have read your commands and orders and we don't practice on them, would that not be extremely unfair of us? So Allah, alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala,